Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Your Thanksgiving dinner in Connecticut now has state restrictions.
What?
Governor Ned Lamont tightening restrictions, announcing yesterday private indoor and outdoor social gatherings will be limited to 10 people.
Oh, that many, huh?
They're recommending a statewide curfew, as 60% of Connecticut residents are now living in a COVID-19 red alert zone.
Red alert, red alert.
And strike, and strike, and strike, and strike, and strike. The state released a health advisory urging all residents to stay home between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m., except for essential trips. This is all due to the rate of COVID transmission from informal private gatherings.
Okay.
With 10 people at the house for Thanksgiving.
So are you allowed to still break the wishbone with somebody or what? Because you're too close.
So now you're in the house.
Right.
Everyone's there.
Right.
You got 10 people.
10 people.
Oh, wait. Not everyone's there.
You got to break. Who is it?
It's your grandmother.
Sorry, we had 10 people here, Grandma.
Yeah, but I'm your grandmother. And
yeah, I know, but, you know, rules is rules.
Very cold outside.
Now go in the car, Grandma.
I have the turkey.
All right, just flip it in the door.
Slip it under the door.
I leave it by the door, and then step
I
away.
I also brought the stuffings in the turkey.
Yeah, your stuffing sucks.
You know, I'm 103 years old.
Who puts raisins in stuffing anyway? Get out of here, Grandma. I'll call the police!
It's very cold.
I will call the cops!
Can I just come in to warm up?
No!
Poor Granny.
I tell you what, get a test and then you come in.
You know, I probably won't be alive next year.
Then what is the problem next year?
I brought you a pair of flip-flops.
Hang on.
I knew I could get myself in your house.
AJ opens the door. It's the governor.
I knew you would open the door. You're under arrest. You're under arrest. You're all under arrest. If I had some cuffs, so here he comes with the cuffs and the fresh cuffs.
I got some fresh cuffs.
And fresh some cuffs. Mace.
Yeah. Get your fresh cuffs. Oh, hey, Governor, welcome to our Thanksgiving.
Get your Christmas tree, get a pumpkin, get some wine. See, he's bringing in the fresh grapes.
But, Governor, I'm playing Leonard Skinner.
There's no way in hell this guy is going to have
people like patrolling.
A Thanksgiving with less than 10 people.
Right. No way.
The security detail alone is a lot of people.
Right. I picture him having a table like in the first Batman movie.
Like the long table.
Remember Michael Keaton and...
Right.
What's her face? Kim Bassinger?
Kim Bassinger, right. How's the stuffing, hon?
Right.
Yeah, he's a drone.
Yeah.
Like, put a little RC car.
Yeah, to bring it down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, 10 people.
Yep.
Yeah, it's unenforceable, right? What are you going to do?
What are they going to do?
What are you going to do?
Really? Really? What are you going to do?
SWAT team comes down on a rope
right.
Through the window.
Exactly.
Tuck and roll.
Right.
Come up.
Freeze! Put down the drumstick! Yeah, no wishbone. You can't. That's not 6 feet when you're trying to break the wishbone.
Yeah, I know. I heard that. So no wishbone breaking.
No wishbone breaking. Yeah.
Some slow traffic on the 825 connector in Bridgeport. Also some slow traffic on 95 southbound if you're driving through Stamford. And some construction in Trumbull on Route 25 in both directions near Exit 7. Got issues with youth or high school sports? The Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. That's your Chaz and AJ People's United Bank traffic report.
Well, I would make fun of Ashley, but I just butchered a water doctor commercial.
I'm so frazzled.
You know how I said in the commercial, Matt will text you back anytime?
Uh-huh.
As I was saying that, Matt was texting me.
Oh.
203-732-8585.
Thank you, Matt.
All right. Correction.
What did I say? WaterDRCT.com.
Good.
Or call them at 203-885-5555. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Whoops. It's okay. Hold on.
Did I fix it?
I'm sorry. 203-732-885.
That's not enough numbers.
I thought you were missing one.
This is why he texted you.
Oh, Jesus. You ever have one of those days?
Yes.
When you have one here, you can't hide it.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
I worked in a shop, and if you cut a part too short or... You could just hide it under your bench, and then at the end of the day, throw it in a dumpster. Yeah. You can't do that here.
Ever had one of those? Yes, it's called Money Through Friday.
That's right. All right. Fun Fact Friday, 1-877-764-2535.
Yep, that's enough numbers.
Thank you. I was just fact checked. Uh-huh. Did you have a couple of fact checks?
Yes, fact checking the fun facts. First, Mad Bill and Derby said Thomas Jefferson invented the coat hanger. No, a man from New Britain, Connecticut is credited with the first version of it, O.A. North, in 1869. The version we see today, patented 1903 by Albert J. Parkhouse, 1903.
You've been fact checked.
Second fact check, Mongo Pawn in Twitch chat on Chaz and AJ TV fact checked AJ Peppermint was the first ever flavor released by Pez.
Ah.
You've been fact checked.
And I care because...
because it was your fun fact.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, Joe the Barber.
Fun fact, the grooves on an iron are there so you could go around the buttons on your shirt.
What grooves?
The iron
grooves on the side
up.
Of the iron, at the point of the iron.
Has like a little ridge going on it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hi, Joe. Thank you.
What?
This iron
what
you speak
the iron
of?
Has a ridge on it. What do you mean? The point?
Has a ridge on it. If you look at the bottom of the iron, it has like, it's like all flat. There's like a little ridge to it.
Iron ridge for buttons. That's what I'm putting in Google.
All right. Well, I never knew that. Did you know that? AJ, did you know there was a ridge?
I knew there was a ridge. I didn't know what it was there for. I had no idea.
Wow.
This question I didn't think was ever going to come up in my lifetime.
I didn't either.
To be honest with you.
You mean there's a ridge on the iron or on the button?
No, what's bothering me is that I've used an iron my entire life and just never knew this feature.
I know it makes great grilled cheese.
Built in. Phil?
All right, so yeah, you got the metal piece, and there's a little lip that kind of folds around before you get to like where you're holding it.
The metal piece being
the
hot part.
Exactly, the iron part of the iron. The whole thing isn't made out of metal anymore, right? So like the handle's plastic
I know,
or rubber
I know
or whatever.
What the flat metal part on the bottom is.
Right, there's two little metal pieces.
That's the part you don't put on your tongue.
That part, exactly.
But you do once,
yes.
That's the iron, and when you have it flat, there's a little lip over the top of the metal part so you can get underneath the buttons.
Metal lip.
Right.
Yeah. He called it a ridge. I don't know why. I don't know if that's what I would call it. But
lip. That's better terminology for it. The lip.
You're just tuning in. No one here is drunk.
Surprisingly.
I promise.
Yet.
AJ was trying to talk. He just caught a little lip.
So we were playing that Phil song there. You know, the Shut Up Phil song? When's that coming?
Matt from Danbury.
Soon?
Thank you for holding, by the way.
Fun fact, 143,127,985 people voted this election, but Ashley was not one of them.
That's a fact, not a fun fact. Get off the phone.
It's fun for us.
She did vote in the which is the worst song to play for AJ on a 24-hour loop.
Yeah, she did.
That's important, a fun election.
The important election, apparently, yes.
Colleen and Nugget.
All right, fun fact. Crustaceans urinate out their eyes.
Oh. That is a fun fact.
Yeah, it's when your friend's crabby.
Watch out.
That's gross.
That is gross. Well, they got no little wee-wee there, so they can't, you know.
So you clearly can't urinate and move at the same time because you could just walk right in front of something.
Right. So instead of being PO'd.
We did that?
Instead of being PO'd, they're PI'd.
You have to stick your face in the urinal.
Right.
Can you see at the same time?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't think so. Like, I think it would look like, you know, when you're going through the car wash and the water's all over your windshield.
Or you're crying. Maybe they cry pee.
Oh.
As a thought.
What is that?
Cry pee?
Yeah.
So it's like
tears.
Yes.
It's crappy.
Instead of
crappy.
Right. Now, do they also crap? They'd be criping. I'm criping over here. That's why they walk sideways. Don't step in it. Yes.
You know, I'm going to be on such a diet after this segment. I will never eat strawberries again. Fruit I look at suspiciously.
Crap.
Yeah, I'm never eating this crustaceans.
Well, no, they boil it.
I'm done. It dies.
You know.
If you call in with something on pizza, I'm coming through the phone.
Fun fact, pizza, it's actually a fungus.
Devin?
Hi, so...
Fun fact.
That's not how we play.
Oh. Gotta say fun fact.
Devin was on hold for a long time.
Gotta say fun fact.
And then he called back and hung out another long time.
Fun fact, he's gonna kick our ass.
Matt in East Lyme.
Fun fact, the kiwi fruit is actually the Chinese gooseberry rebranded.
Gooseberry.
You know, if you think about useless knowledge, that pretty much tops the cake right there.
That is a fun fact.
Kiwi.
I got another one, though.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to hear it next week. You know, I have not watched the second season of Cobra Kai.
What?
I watched the first season.
Right.
I thought, I got it. I know everything I need to know. They set it up where I know the two are going to... There's going to be a rematch. And then the bad guy enters at the end. I'm like, all right, I got it all.
Got to figure it out.
Everybody's been yelling at me, no, you absolutely, absolutely have to watch the second season.
Well.
So they've recruited someone from Cobra Kai to come on to convince me to watch the second season.
Or else.
And it's Hannah Keppel. She plays Moon on Cobra Kai.
Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello, Moon.
Good morning.
Good morning, Moon.
Well, I love season...
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for coming on. I love season one. It was great.
So you haven't seen season two?
No.
I'm a little offended.
A little offended?
Well, your job is to talk me into it.
Right. That's your mission.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. We've got new characters, bigger and badder fights, and the cliffhanger at the end is crazy.
It's killer, that cliffhanger.
So an actual cliff?
Yeah.
So I heard there's a great fight scene that lasts a long time.
Yes. It's basically the whole episode.
Wow. It's a lot of fighting, a lot of sweat.
Wait, so what do you mean? The finale is just a giant... What's with your hands, Ashley?
I'm so excited. It's so good. That last
episode.
We're
trying to kick a field goal here.
So the final episode of season two has a big, long fight scene?
Yes.
Can I guess who's in the fight scene?
Okay.
Probably.
Well, it's either Ralph Macchio, Karate Kid, and the other guy, Johnny.
No and nope.
No. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Because I really liked when they were in the bar together. To me, I thought, this. if every other episode and every other scene sucked, that moment of them in the bar years later... reminiscing and bonding to me. I thought this made it worth the trip.
Right. It's actually two karate moms.
So it's not them, which is good.
Two karate moms?
I like those guys. Two karate moms?
Karate moms. Minivan?
Oh, I know who it is. You are fighting the, what's his head? The bad guy from the other gym. What's his name? Fact checker. Come on.
Miguel.
No. The guy that comes in at the end of the season.
Johnny Lawrence's son?
No.
Kreese?
Who's the bad guy?
The bad guy, Kreese from
Karate Kid.
Kreese.
Yeah, the old guy.
Yeah, Kreese.
Yeah, Kreese.
Yeah, you fight Kreese for the whole episode.
I do, Moon?
I'm guessing no. If it's a surprise to you.
All right, so no, that doesn't happen.
Right.
No, you guessed it. That's it.
Oh. I'm trying to get this damn belt off. That's what I'm fighting.
This fight, does it take place in an arena, in a turn? It's not
unsanctioned
a turn.
Unsanctioned fight.
It's a street fight.
Oh. Unsanctioned.
Sort of. All right.
Again, the Rocky Five.
Is it at Ralph Macchio's home studio?
No.
In the street?
No.
It's in the Home Depot.
In the karate?
Aisle 7.
It's in the karate school.
No.
Think about the kids.
A China shop.
Don't.
No.
Oh, Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh,
Chuck E. Cheese.
At the beach?
No.
Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese.
Where they had the party?
See, Chuck E. Cheese. No, Build-A-Bear.
In a parking lot.
No.
School.
Yeah.
See? I was going to go to the party.
Oh, so you must be there at the fight. Moon is at the fight.
I guess so.
Right, the quarter mooning.
You're watching the fight. Oh, do you start it? Is it like your boyfriend? Someone's... okay.
Yeah, Moon kills someone. She goes crazy.
Oh, folks, you should go nuts on someone's
head. That one. Far too centered for that.
You will call me Blood Moon.
Yeah, exactly.
But not Moon Pie.
You know what I think of Moon? I don't know if you recognize her character, but she's part of that three-girl group, like where one girl is really nice, Ralph Macchio's daughter, right? And then the other two are kind of like those mean girls in high school. You're not as mean. The other one is the meanest. You're like in the middle, and then there's Ralph Macchio's daughter, Karate Kid's daughter, who's like nice. She is having this struggle. She likes being part of this group, but she also knows you guys are jerks, right?
Exactly.
When I first saw you on screen, I said, she looks familiar. And I thought to myself, oh, you know what? You know why she looks familiar?
Why?
You look a little like Cindy Crawford, but wait, before you say anything... So when you look at Cindy Crawford, she is a supermodel, but there's something about her face that's not perfect.
Yeah, that mole.
Well, there's that, but there's just the eyes are a little, like if you drew Cindy Crawford's features
right,
and made her perfect, you'd have her. You'd have Hannah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you.
Isn't that true?
That's an incredible compliment.
Yeah, Cindy Crawford has that cigarette burn going
or
on.
Or you're the love child of Cindy Crawford and Emily Ratajkowski.
Wait, now, how would they get pregnant exactly?
You're either one of those two.
So was it turkey-based or what?
Oh, my God. I don't think I've gotten that before.
Well, probably not.
Well, most folks are just drunk this early.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. She has an incredibly, like, symmetrical face.
It's perfectly
beautiful, symmetrical.
Who and it's all symmetrical? Of the great features that make Cindy Crawford and Emily so stunning. But they're in perfect... proportions. You know?
Oh my gosh, I need to come on here more often. Keep going, you guys. Wow.
No, you're very good.
You know,
you don't get a lot of screen time in season one, so I can't compliment you on your acting.
Gotta watch season two.
Really? So you're in it more?
I'm in it a bit more. I have some juicier scenes, I feel like, in two.
All right, what's it like? We've had Ralph Macchio on several times. I don't know if he still lives right
on Long
across
Island.
The water.
Yeah.
We basically see his house from here. Miller Place. But such a nice guy, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Him and Billy, they're so down to earth and just such nice guys. They're very comforting. They both, like, would always address me by my name and take the time to, like, talk to me. They were so cool to work with.
How did they tell you to prepare for this role? Did the producers ask you to watch the Karate Kid movies?
You know, they really didn't. They didn't really ask me to do anything specific. It was a pretty quick process. Like, I auditioned. I heard a couple days later that I got a call back. And then a couple days later, I heard I got it. And I drove to Atlanta for the table read. And we just kind of hit the ground running.
So you got it before the table read?
Yes, before the table read. I was one of the few kind of secondary recurring characters that were there. I don't think Yasmin was cast at that point, and I'm not sure about some of the other kids, but
what's the pitch? Your agent calls you, says, hey, Netflix is doing this thing with the Karate Kid, and you're like, the Karate what?
The who?
Well, I knew what the Karate Kid was, but I think the breakdown for it was like, YouTube Red Ralph Macchio show, and I was like, I don't really know who Ralph Macchio is.
Right.
Let me look that up. And I was like, oh, the Karate Kid, of course. Okay. And I was like, YouTube's doing a TV show? What? And so I was like, okay. And I got the email for it, and so I just went in and sent in a tape, and kind of the rest is history.
Did you watch the Karate Kid movie after you got the part?
I definitely did at one point. I feel like they did a screening of The Karate Kid.
You didn't watch
movie
this.
Theaters.
I can tell when people are lying. Phil,
she's acting.
Trivia questions.
She's acting.
Look up trivia questions.
She's acting.
Oh, no, you did not see this movie.
What they need is a movie.
You know what you watched? You watched the trailer.
Oh.
No, I've seen the first film multiple times. I have not seen the other ones, though. I can attest to that.
You didn't miss much.
You didn't miss anything.
Yeah, Karate Kid 2,
though. Karate Kid was the movie to watch.
Exactly right.
Hold on. Our fact checker is getting some questions ready for you.
Of course he is.
Keppel, who plays Moon on Cobra Kai, is on And she's recommending that I see season two. All right, here's some questions for you.
All right, what was Daniel LaRusso's explanation for his black eye to his mother?
Was it that he fell? He was riding his bike and he fell?
Fell off his bike.
Wow.
Okay.
Where is Daniel LaRusso? Where is Daniel LaRusso originally from?
Is it New York?
Newark, New Jersey.
Newark.
Right.
Okay.
She got the new part.
Do we give her that one?
Tri-state area.
You get a half a point for that one.
Let's say tri-state area. Go for it.
Why does Mr. Miyagi first come to Daniel's apartment?
Doesn't he do maintenance? Isn't he the handyman?
Close enough. Fixes the sink.
Nice.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
The sink's got the water shooting in the air.
Ashley says, ring the bell.
Ding, ding.
All right.
If you want, you can karate chop him in the throat.
All right, give me your 30-second. Let's just say the elevator door opens. I walk on, and I say, oh, you're the girl from Cobra Kai, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, so
I'm playing a part of you.
I'm sorry, Moon could play that part.
Oh, Hannah, really? I did a pretty good job.
You can play Moon.
I did a good job. Okay,
Hannah's going to play Hannah.
All right, fine.
So you're the girl that plays the girl in Cobra Kai, right?
Yes, I am.
Very nice. I love that. I watched season one. I haven't seen season two yet.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what are you doing? Season two is amazing. It's even better than season one. You need to go home right now and binge all of it.
All right, give me a couple of reasons why I'd want to watch this. Because I felt like I saw it all.
Of course. So season two, we have some awesome new characters, both a part of Miyagi-Do and Cobra Kai. There are a lot bigger and crazier fights that are a lot more intricate that took a lot more time to prepare, so you know they're going to be awesome. You see a lot of kind of character arcs with maybe some of the smaller characters that were in season one, hint, hint.
I think you might be talking to somebody in Hollywood. You have to talk to me. Just say big fight scene at the end.
Okay, big fight scene at the end. Lots of blood. Scary.
Yes. Nice. I'm in.
There's romance. There's gore. You gotta watch it.
Romance and gore.
I think Moon's character about romance takes the most big twist in season two.
It's the most memorable moment.
In my opinion.
She switches boyfriends?
Oh, not exactly.
Oh.
That's what happened.
But she goes to a different...
Talk about your face.
Oh. Why are you pulling your hair for?
She changed her hair?
She throws a party, and there's some drama that goes down.
Anna, can you tell that Chaz only watched the trailer for season two?
I didn't even watch this. No, I saw the end and I thought, they have Ralph Macchio's daughters in the dojo, right? And
did you even watch season one?
Get off the phone.
Okay, it was a good audition. Now, what do you call? Thank you.
All right, listen. You've convinced me I'm going to watch it, but now you have to come back on and then we're going to compare notes. You're going to either owe me.
But then you have to watch season three when it comes out in January.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Done.
January.
These two are already in.
I can't wait.
If I like season two, you'll get me for season three.
I'm locked in already.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, we have her people's contact or whatever.
Yes.
All right. Hannah Keppel, Moon on Cobra Kai. I'll watch season two, then we'll get you back on. Boss Keith is in the studio.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, you see him too, huh?
Just another terrible week.
Happy Friday.
Right. It's woo-hoo! So as we count up the weeks of 2020, I like to rank, was this week worse than the last week? So, you know, those first 2 months, even though it was in the heart of winter, I should have loved them more because they were the best 2 months, come to find out.
Really?
So every week has sort of been, in the summer, some of the weeks got better, but this week is probably the worst week of 2020.
Thus
and
far.
You have five reasons to prove this?
I do. Okay. And it's really not about who wins the presidential race. It's just about everything that has happened this week.
Okay. This week.
This week alone. This week. Since Sunday. Right. So Sunday to Friday.
Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
Okay, top five for worst things that make this week the worst week of 2020. Number five. Phil will get excited. The changing of the clocks.
Yes.
I know I mentioned this last week, and I will mention it every week for goddamn ever because it's stupid and we should stop doing it. Arizona stopped. Arizona does not change their clocks. They said.
So they bounce back and forth?
They're always one.
Static.
They never change the time. So
it's a lot of meth
there. It's always 9:40 there.
Right.
So sometimes when the other states change, they're like 2 hours behind or they're 3 hours behind, whatever. But they never change.
Right. So they go from whatever, central to Pacific?
They go from mountain to Pacific, mountain to Pacific, back and forth. Okay. But they don't change. So if you live in Arizona, you've never touched your clock.
Nice. But you would not be able to, you would just have to look up when they're in mountain and when they're in Pacific.
Correct. And if you are in Arizona and don't leave Arizona, it's fine. But if you're in Arizona and you have an appointment in Los Angeles, you got to figure out like what time it is.
Right. Are they in mountain or,
That's why Connecticut can't just do it, because so many people work in New York or in Massachusetts or Rhode Island. So we can't just say, we're not changing, because it screws everybody. Now, it's fine for me. I just work here. So great. It's always 9:30.
Right.
That's what I want. Yeah. It's fine. I don't care about anybody else. I care about me and what time I go places and that it's still light outside.
It does suck when it gets dark at 4 o'clock.
I hate it. I hate it.
What the hell?
And I don't know if you remember Sunday, but I was tired. I was hungry. I was angry. It felt like I was up all day.
It's a normal day.
It was awful. It was extra awful. All right, number four. My town yesterday went into the red zone. Yay, the red zone. So,
but does that make it the worst week of 2020 for us?
Does that mean get out
right now? Yes, because 66% of the Connecticut population is now in the red zone. So what does the red zone actually mean? It doesn't really mean anything except, like, don't lick people in your town or something, because, like, everybody's got it.
Oh, don't lick them.
Yeah, don't.
That's a problem for you.
Oh, don't. Right? Damn it, yeah.
You like your face lick.
So, AJ, you're not in a red zone. Milford is not in a red zone.
No.
But my town is in a red zone, and my daughter's school got closed for 2 weeks. They're working remotely from home.
Are they home right now?
Uh-huh. Oh. And what does that mean? It means when I ask her what 9 times 5 is, she looks at me and has no idea. And she's like, oh.
She pulls out her phone.
Right. It's a quiz.
Is there a video game we can play? Right. I watch them on my cameras, and they're literally doing nothing. They're not. This school is not school. Yesterday they were dancing. It was 1 o'clock.
You know what's funny is you think that when they're in school, they're learning.
Yep,
stuff.
They're learning in the school building. They have to learn. They are yesterday, my older daughter was eating pumpkin bread while on her like Zoom meeting and like chiming in with answers full of pumpkin bread. Oh, like, this is not school.
I can't believe that. Who is pumpkin bread?
This was my dream of school my whole life. Yeah. Home playing video games.
Right.
Well, that's what's going on, and I don't like it. Number four.
Okay.
Number three, 10 people gathering, curfews, welcome to phase 2.0. So I'm extremely mad about phase 2.0. One, because just call it phase two. So you went on the air and
but
said,
but it's not phase two.
It's close enough. We're not. This is.
But
this
if you pull up phase two online, it's not the same.
This is political nonsense. He said, I'm not moving back to phase two. Okay, so it's phase 2.1. Why? What's different? Because it's like 74%, not 75%, and we close at 10 and not at 8 and whatever. It's all the same. If I owned a restaurant, I would be at the Capitol today with a megaphone and a sign and like calzones that I throw at the building. I would be out of my mind.
Don't waste a calzone.
Right. I guess I would eat one.
Can I have one?
To close these restaurants at 10 o'clock, why? Because COVID comes out at night. Today. It's like a gremlin. Like, how does the science doesn't make sense? Just close them all the time or leave them open all the time.
Oh, there's no
sense. Because people get cocked and, like, make out with each other. That's what at restaurants that's at 11 at night.
It's not how the governor put it exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I want him to say
I'm going to just get cocked at 3 in the afternoon then. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I win. That'll show you.
Take that, red zone.
So instead of going out from 8 to 2 in the morning, I'll go out at 2 in the afternoon till 10 at night. Suck it. I'll do the same stuff.
So
I win.
Basically, live like a
senior
citizen.
Can you get the governor on Monday so we can play him this clip?
Right, the suck it part, yes.
Okay, number two. The people on the internet are more stupid and ridiculous than usual. So I don't care what side you're on politically, but I cannot deal with the memes or your strongly written political messages.
Ugh.
Now, I should just stop looking, but it's like a car wreck. So I keep looking, and then I get mad at my, like, friends.
Yep.
People that I like that I think are smart or interesting, I'm like, why? Just tell somebody in your house what you think.
Just let it go.
Like, tell the cat.
Stop. Right, tell the cat.
Tell the
like,
cat.
I don't care.
Tell the cat.
And then the other thing that is very funny to me is that everybody on social media, again, is electoral college. And why is this taking so long? Do we all forget 2016 and how this all worked, or the year 2000. And
or like, last week when we said this will not be resolved Tuesday night.
Right? We did mention that.
We all knew.
If you were in a medical-induced coma from 2000 to 2017, okay, I'll give it to you. But if you were alive during those times, you should understand how this all works and that this was going to be weird.
Right.
You should. And you should not be on Facebook posting nonsense about it.
Right.
And
it's making me stay away from Instagram. And now I'm not getting my daily dose of Oktoberfest beauties because of this stupid election stuff. So,
right. Instagram is supposed to be fun and pictures. And Instagram has been like political pictures.
Fun.
Right. It's lost its fun.
Yes.
And the number one thing that has made this week terrible is certainly counting. There has to be a better way. There has to be a better. Can we get more machines? Can they hire more people? Can we start a GoFundMe to do this? There is
whatever
no
it takes.
Way. That we should still be counting by the middle of this afternoon. It's really ridiculous.
The weird part is you had 1 million votes before Election Day, and you decided to start counting them 2 days after Election Day. Right. Maybe the month that they started coming in, you start counting.
Might right, so idea. Why can't they count leading up? I just because don't understand.
That makes
lazy.
Sense.
Now, if there's a blowout in the state and they have 200,000
they don't ever have to count.
They don't have to count.
Right.
So they're lazy.
Right.
Well, I don't like that either. Right. So all of those together, the red zone, the not being able to get cocked late at night, like all that stuff has led me to this is the worst week of the year.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Happy Friday.
Yay.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.